I want to share something the Lord put on my heart today. Go to John chapter 5, verse 30. This is the Lord speaking. It says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. You go to verse 19. He says the same thing again. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto the Son can do nothing of himself. Isn't that an amazing statement? Even the Lord was completely surrendered to the Father. And it's like a whole nother training ground again. When I first started preaching, it was hard to say something for 15 minutes. Then you get to the point where you can never shut up. It just flows all the time. And so it's because you get fluid in areas. And so, you know, we're training and things, we're going to get fluid. Just because someone gave a word and it didn't come out, hey, at least we all step out. You know what I mean? You should not be afraid to do that. How else are you going to learn? Amen? This is the way it is, because if you shy away from it, you'll never do it. It's like shying away from preaching. You'll never preach if you don't get up there and do it. Amen? Now listen to this. He says, verily I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. You see that? What he's seeing the Father do. Whatsoever things he doeth, these also the Son see. He sees what the Father's doing before he does it. And that can be long-term sight, but short-term sight too. What I'm endeavoring to do is capture the mind of God for a service before the service happens. You know, you can capture the message, but what about capture everything else? You know what I mean? A lot of very skilled prophets do that. They'll see the whole thing before they ever walk up. Or people that are skilled in the operation of the gift, they'll see the whole thing. Now, it's what we seek them for. You know, a lot of times we'll seek them for a message. We get a message. We can seek the Lord for everything. Why can't he show us a message and not everything else? This is where my faith's going, amen? To see the whole thing before it happens. So when you walk in there, you already saw it. Amen? I actually saw some things and I didn't do what I saw. I'm doing it now, but I didn't do it in the order I saw it. I think that's important, isn't it? You see the order of things and I kind of jumped ahead. I'm just being real with you. If I'm not real, we're never going to learn. Amen? Kind of back, I said, you know, Lord, I'm just not gotten in the groove. And he said, well, if you do what I showed you. And I said, well, we'll just do what you showed me, amen. Go to John chapter 11. Thank God we can learn, amen. If you ever quit learning, you're in trouble. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the story of Lazarus. I'm going to show you some insight where the Lord was seeing what his Father was doing. We're going to watch this miracle of raising the dead. This happens to be he raises him from the dead right before his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. If you actually meditate that out, half the people that were there to see the man Jesus raised from the dead. It was a powerful demonstration because he was about to say, look, I'm going to raise him from the dead. My Father's going to raise me from the dead. He majorly demonstrated. Now, you're going to see this, what he sees the Father doing. You're going to see this in action right here. Look at verse 4. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Because Martha and Mary says, Lazarus sick, come. And this was his statement. He said, look, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified. He wasn't saying that God was going to get glory from the sickness, but God was going to raise him from the dead. But they didn't know he was dead. Even worse than that, look what happens. Look what the Lord does. Very interesting. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved them, right? What do you do when someone's sick and about to die? And imagine you have that kind of anointing on you, you can raise them from the dead. What are you going to do? You're going to go, right? You're going to drop everything and go. What did Jesus do? Stayed where he was for 2 days. Look at the next verse. And when he heard, therefore, he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place he was. He saw something. He already declared it and said, listen, this man, this sickness is not unto death. Don't worry about it. It's what he's saying. I got it under control. Now, he's going to die by the time the Lord gets there, but the Lord just doesn't scurry off because he's watching what his father is doing. And he sees other things going on, too. He already saw the father was going to raise him from the dead, even though he said this sickness is not unto death. He already knew the father was going to raise him. He saw that, but he waited 2 days. Why did he wait 2 days? I heard some preachers say, well, he can get really good and dead so God can get more glory for it. God doesn't think like that. Man thinks like that. There was a trap set for him. And he saw it because he saw what his father was doing. Watch what happens here. And after that, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. And at verse 8, his disciples said unto the master, the Jews of late have sought to stone thee. And you're going there again? See there? Trap. They wanted to stone you, but you're going again. You just left that place. Now you're going back in the war zone. Jesus answered, verse 9, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not because he seeth the light of the world. He goes, listen, I am walking in the spirit. I'm walking in the day. I can see. No matter what's going on, because our friend Lazarus, he's just sleeping anyway. That's the confession of the Lord. He knew he was dead. Knew he was going to die. He saw the Father raising him from the dead. But he also saw that trap set. That's why he waited 2 days, because they were waiting for him. And he held back 2 days and they said, he's not coming. They disbanded and there he comes. Here he comes. Amen. So he's on his way now. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I'll wake him out of sleep. Don't you like the way he looks at somebody that's dead? I'll wake him out of sleep. Just wake him up. And he said to his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. See, he saw the death. He's not there where Lazarus was. They don't have news that Lazarus was dead yet. He knew he was going to die. He saw it. But he saw him being raised from the dead. That's why he said, it's not unto death. Even though he's dead, it's not unto death. You can be dead, but not unto death. You understand what I'm saying? You can be dead and raised from the dead. He said, I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. It's a good thing I wasn't there, because if I was there, he wouldn't have died. Because he would have got him before he died. Because now you're going to see something greater. I'm going to raise him from the dead. He's telling them. Now, here God is already set in motion what's going to happen. The Lord has saw what his father's going to do. He saw the enemy's plans. Now, you got to deal with people and issues. There's a lot of people who want to get in the way of things. And for this one's going to be Mary and Martha. They are going to pull some kind of number on the Lord before he raises Lazarus from the dead. They're going to come in and get in the way of things with a spirit. You got to watch this kind of thing. When you're operating, even though you see what God's going to do, you can get sidetracked. But he didn't let himself get sidetracked at all. That's the mark of maturity, when you can hone in on what God says and not be moved by anything else. But watch what's about to happen, because Mary and Martha are going to start, and the spirit thing around them, the spiritual activity around them. See, they're young, immature, inexperienced, and they're walking with a full age mantle. I like Thomas. Look what he says. Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples. Verse 16, let us go also that we may die with him. Sure, Thomas, you're going to die for him, aren't you? Just like Peter's going to die for him. Because you're denying him, but you're going to die. Don't you love Thomas? And when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Verse 17, this is the first natural witness that Lazarus had been dead. But he already knew it because he told him, he said, look, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. Look, I'm confessing that he's sleeping. We're just going to wake him from his sleep. Ever heard of confession? He finally had to tell him, look, he's dead, okay? Get it. But I'm going to raise him. Verse 18. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem about 15 furlongs, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Martha was always running around, so this was not anything out of character for Martha. She was cumbered about by much serving. She's one that doesn't know how to sit. She was so distraught that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Lord. Y'all remember that story? That she asked the Lord to rebuke Mary. Say, get her up. Don't you see I'm cumbered about by much serving here? I want some help. She's asking the Lord to intervene with her stuff. He goes, Martha, Martha, you're cumbered about by much serving. He goes, but Mary's chosen the good part. She's sitting at my feet. She knows how hard it is to get anybody to sit at his feet. He goes, she's sitting at my feet, and it shall not be taken from her. But Martha, the enemy is stealing everything from you because you can't sit. It's not all about running around. Amen? Now here goes Martha. Mary sits. Martha's taking off. Now it seems like Martha's going to go comfort the Lord like anybody would do. You know, she's going to say some nice religious words, but we're going to meditate this through and find out what's really going on. She is upset that he didn't come when she summoned him. She said, you are my friend and Lazarus my brother and he died and you let him die. Man, I'm not happy about it. But I'm going to mask this in a religious mask. You got to watch that kind of thing because she is there to intercept him. Thank God he already knows what's going on. Amen. Now watch the spirit that's going on with her. Verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord. Now see, here's the first words. She's unhappy. If you had been here, my brother had not died. She got it off her chest. I'm not happy about it. But then she's going to get religious. Now, how do you know that this is religious and not sincerity? Because you got to meditate on. Have you ever seen anybody shift from anger to religion in one sentence? They're angry and all of a sudden they go into a submissive type of religious and they just say something, but their heart's not there. You're going to see this in a minute. Watch this. And she said, but I know, Lord, this is marvelous, Martha. Verse 22, that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. I'm here, Lord. And inside said, I am not happy about this right now. How you know that that wasn't sincere? I'll show you in a minute. Jesus said, unto thy brother will rise again. Yes, yes, Lord, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection the last day. He goes, I am the resurrection. Did I tell you? I sent word to you. That he was going to arise. She didn't believe anything he said. All her service is lip service. Because I am the resurrection. Oh, I like that. He that believeth on me shall never die. Verse 27, yes, 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 Lord. Ever try to give truth to somebody and they can't even stop and receive? Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, yes. Pat him on the back. I believe thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. You've come in the world. See, she's quoting it. She's got the lingo down, but she is out of position. You got to have people around you when you're operating like this in position that know how to be in position. She's way out of position. You'll see that in a minute. She doesn't stop. When she so said it, she went her way. Look at this. Called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the master's calling for you now. You know what happened there? She didn't get what she wanted. She goes and calls for the sister secretly. Come here. Psst. I didn't get anywhere with him. You go try to talk to him. It's our brother that's dead after all. She quoted all the religious stuff to him. Remember a bit of it. God nowhere. So Mary comes. And as soon as she heard that, verse 29, rose quickly, and Jesus was yet far out, but was in the place where Martha met him, and Jews then were with her in the house, comforted her when they saw Mary. And she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. And when Mary was come to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. Now, she's got the spirit of Martha on her right now. You need to know what's going on. Martha grabs her up and says, I didn't get anywhere. See, Martha's the ringleader of flesh. She didn't get anywhere. She confronted the Lord, and he confronted her right back with truth. And she did all the religious lingo, then walked away, miffed. You go talk to him. So Mary's got her spirit on her now. See, all of this stuff was said to distract him from his operation. But he wasn't going to be distracted. Amen. When Mary was come where Jesus was, she fell down at his feet and said, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. What do you think she got that from? She certainly didn't get it from Martha going to the Mary. You know what? The Lord said, he's the resurrection and life. He said, our brother's going to rise from the dead, and I believe it. You think Martha went and gave her that testimony? Martha didn't hear a word he said. Nothing. Martha unloaded her spirit on Mary. Watch who's unloaded spirit on you. She unloaded her spirit on Mary and sent Mary to do her bidding. And Mary just unloads on the Lord the same thing. Now notice this next verse. See, if you don't meditate the word properly, you think that the Lord's weeping over Lazarus. So when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled because he was surrounded by unbelief. You see the spirits are trying to surround him to get him off his mission. Nobody was in faith with him. Nobody was standing with him but him and his father only. But he already saw what his father was going to do. And he was unwavering from it. And all that stuff surrounded him. He began to groan because they're all around him weeping and weeping. But those kind of tears were the wrong kind, because they were full of discouragement and full of unbelief. And he had another mission. He couldn't be getting up into their stuff. That's why we have to get skill moving in faith, moving into alliance. Staying in alignment. He wanted agreement. That's why he was troubled. He was looking for somebody that could stand with him. Nobody, even the Lord, wants to stand out there on their own in faith. You want people with you. You want them in agreement. You want them to think like you. You want them to walk with you. They're aligned with you. And they were completely out. Blown out. He groaned. He says, where have you laid him? I can't find faith anywhere. Where have you laid him? They said, come and see. And then Jesus wept. And the Jews said, behold how he loved him. He was not weeping because he was sad that Lazarus died. He was weeping because he was surrounded by unbelief. And the ones he wanted standing with him were not there standing with him. How do you know? Read on. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man to have not have died? See the accusational spirit coming? All of this stuff being thrown at him one after another because the devil knew he was on a mission. Tried to stop him with a trap. Missed that one. Trying to send the people closest to him to divert him into unbelief. Now all these people speaking in the atmosphere. How could this man have done all these works? Couldn't he just raise him? Man, it was him and his father at that point. That's where you got to know God. Amen. Man, I want to operate like that. I don't know about you, but I want to operate like that. You got to know if it happened to him, it's going to happen to you. It just wasn't rosy for him walk up and raise the dead. There's all kinds of stuff going on around him. Martha wasn't through either. She couldn't get in her way, sent Mary. Mary didn't get her way. Martha didn't get her way through Mary, so she's going to come back and do it some more. Now you'll see where Martha really was. Therefore, Jesus, 38, groaned himself again. He's groaning again. He's groaning. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it, and Jesus said, take away the stone. And here comes Martha, the final spirit. Comes running up in there. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time, he stinketh. Is that what you're going to say to somebody that's rolling away a stone about to raise from the dead? Walk up and whisper in there, by this time, he stinketh. Do you think she heard one thing he ever said? No. It's possible to be right in the middle of everything and not hear anything. They were right centered in everything the Lord did. They were good friends with him. They had a position to be friends with him. And they never heard him. They never understood him. And they were completely out of alignment with him. Thank God he loved them. I mean, obviously, we need to change your guard. Next time we raise the dead, Lord, I want brand new people. Jesus said unto her, did I not say to you, Martha, you never heard a word I said, that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Did I not say it to you, Martha? You never heard anything I said. And he went on and raised him from the dead right in front of them. And all those Jews around him, I mean, it just sent shockwaves everywhere. It filled the streets of Jerusalem when he went into the triumph entry. It said they were there to see the Lord, but also him that he raised from the dead. Everybody filled the streets wanting to see the man that was raised from the dead. God bearing witness of the resurrection before the resurrection. Ooh, I'd like to sing that. Look at verse 45. And many of the Jews which came to Mary had seen these things which Jesus did, believed on him. Case in point, these kind of works and demonstration must be our compass. Because then people certainly would not have believed if he wouldn't have come out of that grave. Look at verse 47. He said, he gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees and council and said, what do we for this man doeth many miracles? Look at this. This man doeth what? Many miracles. If we let him alone, all men will believe upon him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. That's what they were concerned about. We're going to lose our prominence. They could take away our nation. Do you want to see ignorance gone to seed? Verse 53, and from that day forth, they took counsel together to put him to death. I'm pretty bright. we're going to kill a person that raises people from the dead. Not only that, the next chapter, they took counsel together. They're going to put Lazarus to death. I mean, at least one of the wise ones would have shook their head and said, hey, wait a minute. God just raised him from the dead and you're going to kill him? For 4 days, been in the grave, and you're going to conspire to put him back to death? We can only do what we see our Father doing. I can only do what I see my Father doing. I want to see what the Father is going to do in this city. I want another vision of what the Father wants to do and how he wants to do it. I want to start getting alone more and seeing what he wants to do and then obeying him. Amen.